presented by Vintage Guitar Magazine, with your host, me, James Patrick Regan, otherwise known as Jimmy from the Deadlies. And today I'm at Bottle Rock 2026, and I'm speaking with Hannah Cohen and the Girl Tones. First up is Hannah Cohen. She tells us this is her second Bottle Rock experience, her first singing background for Iron and Wine. Hannah discusses her father, a respected jazz drummer in the San Francisco Bay Area, and she talks about her current home in the Catskills of New York. Hannah describes her gear, a nylon string guitar, and she takes us through her band and her tour schedule, festivals, and supporting Alabama Shakes. To find out more about Hannah, you can go to her website, thehannahcohen.com. thehannahcohen.com. Please subscribe, like, comment, share, and most of all, review this podcast. I'd really appreciate it. And please support Vintage Guitar Magazine and all the wonderful things they do for us guitar players, because they do so many wonderful things for us guitar players. Oh, and if you'd like to support the show, we have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/haveguitarwilltravelpodcast. Here's my friend Hannah.
So Hannah.
Hello.
Is this your first Bottle Rock experience?
Actually, it's my second Bottle Rock, but my first is a front person.
What did you do the first time?
What did I do?
I
was singing backing vocals for Iron and Wine.
Okay.
Like, this was almost like 15 years ago or 13 years ago.
Wow.
And it was when Sam Beam had like a 12-piece band and three backing vocalists, three string players, three horn players, and then a full band. So I think we opened for Jackson Brown.
Oh, wow.
And we were in this like very dusty tent. I remember being very dried out. You know, and this is really gross, but you know, when you're like, it's not, your boogers turn brown because of so much dust. That's what I remember of Bottle Rock.
Yeah. Is it better this time?
Much better this time. No dusty stuff.
And they're running you around in a golf cart.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. How are you today?
I'm fine. You've been playing guitar for how long?
I've been playing guitar since I was probably 19, or I taught myself how to play. I took like a few lazy lessons when I was like 15. Actually, my first guitar teacher was a dear family friend, Calvin Keys, Bay Area legend.
Yeah, of course.
And I grew up around him, so he gave me some things to play around with when I was young.
Was jazz your first love?
Love, I mean, yes, because my father is a jazz drummer, and so, you know, Knight Rider. It's just like in my DNA, or like it was around always, and you know.
Did you grow up in the city proper?
I grew up in the East Bay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like whereabouts?
Well, I was born in Alameda. I always lead with that. But I grew up in Walnut Creek. My parents were in San Francisco for like 20 years.
Okay.
Oak
Grove and Ignacio.
They were off of Ignacio, exactly. My dad moved to San Francisco in the early 60s, so from Madison, Wisconsin. My mom moved from England when she was like 17, 18, or she met my dad when she was 17 in the summer. So they've been, you know, in San Francisco since the late 60s, early 70s, and then moved out east when they had kids in the late 80s.
And do you live in, where do you live now?
I live in the Catskills.
Oh, do you really?
Upstate New York. Yeah, I moved to New York when I was 17.
Uh-huh.
So I had a very formative years there.
Uh-huh.
So I'm kind of like a New Yorker, but my base is, you know, I grew up coming to Glen Ellyn in Napa.
Sure.
Bay, the whole Northern California area.
How do you like the humidity of the Catskills?
I love it.
Do you really?
Love it. Yeah. Yeah. I learning how to deal with the cold. I remember I just didn't know how to dress for cold weather when I was 17 moving to New York. What is this? I've been in the Catskills for the last almost 8 years. This will be my eighth year.
The Cordoba, the nylon string guitar you have, is it plugged? Where does it go?
It goes into a little pedal. It goes into a little pedal that I was advised to use. And
do you know what it is?
I have to get the name of it.
That's
but
okay.
It's, yeah, sorry. I'll send
that
to you
no,
later.
No, you don't have to send it to me. I trust you.
Yeah, I'm pretty what would I say? I'm a Luddite. I just I like having parameters. I like just working with what I have. And
I think just using the word Luddite means you're not really a Luddite.
Really? I don't really. I'm not a techie person. I don't computers. I'm just. So I've been advised to use a pedal. Okay, I'll use it.
And nylon string guitars are your, is that your jam?
That's my jam, yeah. But I used to play electric guitar, a little Fender. No, I think for writing, I just love the kind of the percussive part of it.
Yeah,
and
of course.
I'm kind of like, I'm using the guitar kind of as a percussion instrument in a way. Not like I'm not banging on it. Like, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
But, it's just kind of more of like a layer.
And is that your band? Like, that's your band that you travel with?
That's my band, partially.
Okay.
Izzy, who's playing guitar and singing with me, she was taking over just for a couple tours for who usually is there is Nuria Graham, who's an incredible guitarist. She's from Catalonia, and she's like a classically trained guitarist and an incredible songwriter and player. So it's usually Nuria.
Uh-huh.
And this is kind of the new formation of the band. Yeah.
Sure.
But Sean Mullins, the drummer, he's got a project called Moon Mullins. He makes kind of like instrumental exotica music, but my core bandmate for
cool.
the last like 6 years, seven years.
Okay.
I record with him as well, and but everyone else is kind of new.
Yep. And what's the summer look like for you as far as touring?
I've got touring like 2 weeks out of every month or more.
Uh-huh.
So I have a little break, and then I'm doing the Nelsonville Festival, Montreal Jazz Fest, a bunch of stuff.
Right across the border.
Yeah. what is it? The Jeff Tweedy, at Mass Mocha. I'm forgetting the name of it.
Is it mostly festivals?
Yeah, I'm doing mostly festivals, and then opening for a couple bands, and opening for this band called Camp. And I'm opening for the Alabama Shakes, which will be very cool at the end of August. So that's I'm really looking for.
Are you a fan of Alabama Shakes?
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
And how long are you here for today?
I'm gonna wait until Shaka Khan is up.
Oh yeah. No, I bet. Like, are you here today and tomorrow and
today? And I want to see Lil Wayne. But no, I'm just staying today, and then I'm actually gonna go hang out in this town called Marshall. Close by, I have a lot of friends out
there.
I'm gonna somehow get to Marshall today. Somehow.
Cool.
But
you like the coast.
I love the coast. Yeah, I miss it, but I also love living in the mountains and my community up there. And it's very special.
Very cool. Very cool. And so it goes into a pedal. Does it go into an amp afterwards?
No, into the DI.
Into the DI.
Yeah. I have been playing some shows with it with an amp, which is fun too.
Yeah.
But just like with a festival set like this, it's just easier to do it that way.
Is this the largest stage you played, or is it you played larger stages?
I just played Kilby Block Festival just like a couple days or like last week.
Uh-huh.
So that was a big stage. The biggest for me, of my own music.
Right,
so it's excellent. It's cool, and it's all new for me, so I'm still like,
well, you did well.
Well, thank you. I know, it was like the first show of the day, so I was like, thank you for the people who showed up early, because like also you don't want to be out at the festival all day in the sun. Like,
no
one wants that. People want to show up around like 4, or you're going to get sun poisoning. So anyhow, I wouldn't be here at 1 o'clock either.
What do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? I hike. I worship my dog.
All right.
I cook.
Yep.
Hang out with my friends.
Yep.
And what I do for fun is I do music.
Yeah.
Like, I'm constantly, I have these friends that I live close to, and we do sort of old country, like Hank Williams tunes,
three-part
harmony.
So
like, that for me is fun, just like singing, getting together and singing. So
you have management, obviously.
I do,
And an agent that...
Yeah.
Put the right on. Very good.
Yeah.
And any thought to trying to manage yourself or not?
Oh my, no.
No.
I think especially right now in my life, like, I need a manager. I need that support. And, some people think that they can do it And, like, I think maybe people who have, like, more established careers maybe are like, yeah, I can handle this, but I'm not established. I'm just a little baby peanut, and I need support and direction. Yeah. Or not direction, not, like, with musically or anything,
career
direction.
Yeah.
But I've found really amazing management. Right. They're called Like Management. They've been just really wonderful and looking after me. Yeah.
Who's your manager?
Michelle Fleischley at Like Management. Okay. That's the she's incredible. She's based in LA.
Excellent. Well, it's been wonderful speaking
thank
with you.
You.
I
thank
appreciate
you so
your
much.
Time.
Yeah, thank you.
My pleasure.
Have a good one.
You too. You were great.
Next up, in my conversation with the Girl Tones, Kenzie on guitar and Layla on drums, we discuss living in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and they take us through playing as a duo, and what Kenzie does as far as gear to fill in the low end. Kenzie takes us through the rest of her gear and what she uses for backline. The two tell us about the bands they've supported, which is an impressive list, and their tour schedule for the future. To find out more about the Girl Tones, you can go to their website, girltones.com. That's girltones.com. Once again, please subscribe, like, comment, share, and most of all, review this podcast. I really appreciate it. And please support Vintage Guitar Magazine and all the wonderful things they do for us guitar players, because they do so many wonderful things for us guitar players. And once again, if you'd like to support the show, we have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/HaveGuitarWillTravelPodcast. Here's my friends, Kenzie and Layla, the Girl Tones.
You know what? It's my pleasure.
Well, thank you.
You guys were great.
Thank you.
So you guys are sisters?
Yes.
All the way from Kentucky?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And are you based in Kentucky now?
Yes.
What part?
Bowling Green.
Bowling Green, Kentucky. So the southern, down the south of Kentucky, yeah.
What kind of guitar was that you were playing?
So that's a Super Sahara. It's a reissue of I don't know what year.
That's okay.
But
60s.
It's a reissue. Yeah, it's for sure, yeah.
Is it a plastic body or is it?
It is hollow, yeah.
Yeah. But is it a plastic actual body or is it made out of wood?
I think the outside seems like it's plastic, but there might be some wood in there somewhere.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think it's a plastic guitar.
Yeah.
But that's cool.
I love it.
How do you get the tone? Like, I mean, it's just you, the two of you.
Yeah.
You on drums and you on guitar. How do you get the bass tones?
Yeah, so I use a POG 2 pedal, which is an octave pedal.
Yeah.
I lay pretty heavy on that.
Uh-huh.
And then, I've got like a tube screamer pedal. Uh-huh. And then I have been trying out different fuzz pedals.
Okay.
But one of my go-to is the Bumble Buzz by Jack White.
Okay.
And then one of my new favorite ones is, I believe it's called Junk Box Amplification.
Okay.
And so what this guy does is he takes old cassette, do you call them like decks or what do you call them?
Cassette decks.
Like a cassette deck that has like a speaker in it.
Yeah, of course.
And so you can plug into it and it has this fuzz thing that comes from the speaker.
Oh, wow.
It's really cool.
Oh, that's
so
amazing.
We've been recording. We just were recording on Thursday.
Where?
And so Battle Tapes in Nashville.
Okay.
And so it's a home studio, Jeremy Ferguson.
Okay.
He's awesome. Uh-huh. So we basically, he has like five of those.
Okay.
Of those cassette things.
Oh, wow.
And so he plugged all of them up to my guitar.
Uh-huh.
And then we mic'd them up. And so we got this crazy tone it. So I'm excited for that to come out.
When you record, like when you're, you know, working on a record, are you playing bass as well, or is it just guitar and drums?
So we do use bass on occasion, but it's mostly guitar, and then I use a baritone a lot of times too, to help get that kind of beefy sound.
You didn't use a baritone today, did you?
I did not, but I do sometimes live.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have do you prefer any sort of baritone?
I have like a Dan Electro baritone.
Sure,
But I'm interested in exploring some different options because the one I have is like kind of tinny.
Yeah.
And I want it more beefy and warm.
Yeah.
That's the only thing beefy I like on me is a guitar.
Grez, Grez.
Mm-hmm.
That's he makes baritone. It's Barry Grisbick. He makes baritone, and he makes them out of redwood.
Ooh,
so
wow.
They're a little warmer than
I'll have to look into that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Whatever. I saw you wrote it. Right, you wrote it down, so that's cool.
Grez, G-R-E-Z.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
So you guys have management, obviously. because Maya's here.
She tries to manage us now.
Is she? Are you the manager?
Yeah, tour manager.
Tour manager.
Tour manager.
Yeah. Do you have management?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who is it?
Christine Zabrowski.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In Nashville?
She's in New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And what about agent?
Agent Marsha.
Marsha. Agent Marsha. Mm-hmm. And does she do your routing?
She does, yes.
So you guys are going all the way to the East Coast, mm-hmm. and then you're coming all the way back in just 4 weeks.
Yes. Welcome to our life. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's just like one of those things where you do one-off festivals, and then, you know, you always come back. It's always good to come back. Yeah. And, like, we actually just came from, like, we were on the West Coast earlier this year, you know. So, yeah, we came with Dexter and the Moon Rocks.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's always good to just kind of come as many times as you can, you know.
Sure. Your signal, you have the pedals. Who did your pedal board? Did you do your pedal board?
I do it myself. That's why I have technical difficulties sometimes.
Barry, Exactone in Nashville.
Okay.
How often do you go to Nashville?
Pretty frequently.
Yeah.
Pretty, like, weekly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so.
So Barry at Exactone, you want to see him.
Okay.
He can wire your pedal board. You will not have any difficulties.
Barry.
Yes.
Okay.
At Exactone.
I will take notes after the recording, okay. Because I do need some help with it for sure.
Yeah, no, Barry's really good, and he makes things, like, he does the Nashville touring guys, so, okay. Like, stuff that is solid, that's not going to go down.
Yes, yeah, that sounds good, yeah.
Okay. And what amp? It's backline amp, right?
Yeah, right now I have a Fender Twin.
Uh-huh. A Fender Twin? It's fucking heavy.
Yeah, it is heavy. Trust me, that shit's heavy.
Yeah.
But again, it's like we're kind of in this transition phase where we're just kind of looking for more beefy sounding stuff.
Sure.
So I'm open for looking, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a twin is good amp to fill the bottom and the top.
Yeah.
And
I think I need two amps.
Yeah.
Personally.
Definitely.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. That's a good idea.
And we were playing with the idea, maybe, like, if I had a bass amp and a regular amp, and I could run it separately, but still get that bass.
Exactly.
There's tons of stuff you could do. I just. Yeah. Yeah.
Any thought to using, like, digital stuff, like fractal or. Nope, quad cortex. No,
nah.
Good for you.
No backing tracks, no nothing.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
On all these festivals, is it a backline amp, or are you bringing an amp?
It depends on, like, if we're on tour with somebody and a festival is coming up, I'll have my own amp.
Okay.
But a lot of times it is, like, just easier to use backline gear.
Yeah. Is it just the three of you in a van?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep, and pretty much.
What's your motel of choice?
A hotel?
Yeah.
We do Hyatts.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we try to.
Good for you.
We try to stay consistent to one at a time.
Yeah,
so sometimes it's Hyatt, sometimes it's, you know, wherever else.
Yeah, but you got to get the points.
You got to get the points.
Oh, yeah. It's all about the points.
It's mandatory.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And so what do you guys do when you're not playing music?
We're recording and filming. Yeah, pretty much. And doing a lot of content and just trying to do all the busy work you have to do in between, you know?
Yeah. Your sisters, which one's older?
I'm flattered that you couldn't tell. That's good for me.
Okay.
Because I'm the older.
All right.
Not so good for Layla.
Do you guys have other brothers and sisters?
Nope, just us.
Just the two of you. And what do your parents think of you traveling all over the world?
They're super supportive. They come out and see us whenever they can. And, you know, we did a European tour last year and the whole family came for the whole thing.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So it's always nice when you can bring home with you, you know?
Yeah. What were you playing festivals in Europe?
We've just played The Great Escape, I guess a couple weeks ago.
Sure.
And then, but we haven't, that would be the only festival we played over there. We were touring with Cage the Elephant last February.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, that's badass. Mm-hmm. And who else have you toured with?
We toured with Silver Sun Pickups.
Oh, right on.
They were amazing.
Yeah,
the Velveteers.
Oh, wow.
We did Dexter and the Moon Rocks, and then our last one was Peter McPolin, and then we're about to go on the road with the Rare Occasions.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
Pretty solid list, I'd say.
Yeah. You got to feel good about that.
Yeah.
And so what kind of drums are you using since you're a drummer?
Yeah, I have a Ludwig kit.
Oh, right.
Just a three-piece, pretty simple, basic. I keep it simple.
Yeah. Do you guys have Are you sponsored by anybody?
No, we don't have any sponsors.
No?
But if you're listening.
But we're open to it.
Like, is nobody's, like, seeking you out, for so to speak? Your management's not looking for...
If they are, I don't know.
So if you had a third member of the band, what would they be playing? Are you guys just going to stick with the whole two-piece thing?
Yeah, probably just stick with the two-piece.
You don't fight?
I mean, sometimes.
Yeah. Not like the Robinsons or the Oasis Boys?
No, not like that. We got over that a long time ago. If we were, it would be probably a bass.
Oh, my God. That's
maybe
crazy.
I shouldn't have said that.
I know.
But I feel like I cover the bass pretty well.
Yes, you do. Absolutely.
Thank you.
And who besides yourselves, who are you guys looking forward to seeing? Bar C.
Oh, today?
Yeah.
Oh.
Backstreet Boys.
All right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Already got the t-shirts and everything. We're ready.
Oh, right on. Yeah. Excellent. You guys get to go backstage and watch them?
I think so.
Yeah, there's like an artist viewing area, so we'll see what that's like.
That's cool. And what do you think about the offerings backstage?
They're very nice.
The pizza's really good. Okay. I've been slamming some pizza.
Okay. What about paella?
I haven't tried it yet, but I just found out about it, so I will be slamming some paella.
Are you guys old enough to drink?
Yes.
Yeah. We have to try the wine. We have to try some wine.
Why?
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Because we're in Napa. Really?
You can try sparkling wine.
Okay. Ooh. I've never really had that, no.
So when you come back, you're going to play the Cornerstone in Berkeley?
Yes.
And that's with that other band?
Yes, Rare Occasions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right on. Yeah, it should be fun.
Yeah, good for you guys. It's been a pleasure meeting both of you.
Well, thank you for having us.
It's been great talking to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
All right, cool.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Have Guitar, Will Travel. You can catch up on all the things I'm doing at thedeadlies.com. And I'm on all the social media platforms as well. And please support Vintage Guitar and all the wonderful things they do, because they do many, many wonderful things for us guitar players. Thanks. Please subscribe. Please tell a friend. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye, guys.